Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths, or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
The president of the Minnesota Twins, both now, business operations and on the baseball side, Derek Falvey's with us in about 15 minutes. I thought the trip story basically touched on all the obvious names. I guess the one surprise in that story to me, Dave, was somebody comes on the show, Chris Mattel, right? Attorney, not a shrinking violet. He's right in the middle of so many high-profile cases, including right now with Liz Collin and Alpha News and Katie Blackwell. Listen, there are politicos who follow this much closer than the two of us, who know members of the House and Senate right now, Dave, who are putting in the work, who unless you're in that group, whether you're a reporter, you're a fellow rep, you're a fellow senator, you're a consultant, you're a lobbyist, you probably know the work those folks are doing. You know, I thought it was a bit amusing when they pointed out, well, Stauber and Emmer said they're not running. Okay. You know, what do we expect them to say? I don't think Emmer's going to run because Emmer is extraordinarily powerful in the House right now. He's a whip. And if you're Mike Johnson, you're on the wire every day with Donald Trump. And after ending Tom Emmer's run as speaker for speaker in theory for what was it, about an hour and a half?
46
minutes. They're seemingly back. Yes, they're back together. You know, so, but I think it's incredibly notable, and there are people in politics I have talked to the last 2 months who don't buy that Pete Stauber's not running, that believe there are plenty of things taking place behind the scenes. He's commenting over and over again, too. If you just want to look at it a very simple way, he's commenting, Stauber, over and over again on Walls matters when before he didn't comment as much. I think in the trip story, among visible people, my friend of 30 years, Limo, Tafoya. Michelle is now incredibly visible, demonstrating where she is politically. I think if you listen to her when she was hosting here, or you listen to her when she was part of Bernard's show, you knew where Michelle stood, but she's much more outspoken about it. She's clearly, I wouldn't say Michelle is 100% MAGA, but she believes in a lot of those principles. She will differ with Trump in some areas, but she would bring a lot of name recognition where we've watched it, Dave. Name recognition can play a big part. Does she want to jump into it? Does she want to uproot her life, the career she has, her I mean, Michelle has had so many different careers. The fourth or fifth career she's had and the success she's having, I have no idea. I mean, people are not going to be surprised when I say I would love if Dean Phillips is the next governor of the state of Minnesota. He said he's not going to run. I believe him. I think he's still much more fascinated by the federal side and the role he can play in trying to bring. I think he was incredibly outspoken with us. And if it was a Washington Post story or it was a Star Tribune story, his belief in a third party, I think that's his next cause. And I'm 100% for it. I'd love for him to run as an independent. If it was Walls, let's go Kendall Qualls and Dean Phillips. What kind of chance does Dean have in Dave Harrigan's opinion?
Probably number two, Walls being number one just because he's the guy.
The question is, do they divide votes, and is that the conservatives' best chance to finally win?
Well, that would certainly help the conservative side of things. I don't think there's any question about that.
Yeah, a lot. I'd vote for, if it's those three, I would vote for Phillips 100 out of 100 times. But I would if it was Walls versus Phillips, well, there's always going to be Republican, because I would say if it's just Walls versus Phillips, well, then if Republicans, in theory, and you're never forced, by the way, you can write in whoever you want, Republicans would lean more to Phillips. But there's always going to be some visible person. Will the Republicans, do we think, go with the Tim Pawlenty mode of what you're doing is not working? How many times has he said that with us? Your brand is broken. Do something different. It's going to be 20 years when this election takes place since he won in 06. So do something different. So let's look just at the last three attempts. Jeff Johnson, Scott Jensen, and be assured, Scott Jensen wants to be the nominee again. And he's going to do both, because when he came on with us and a few other shows and stories, he was, I learned my ways, I was pulled too far to the right. We've got to change the nominating process. It can't be just the 300, 400 people, 500 people, I forget the precise number, who show up somewhere in Rochester or St. Cloud or Duluth and pick somebody. And more often than not, for both the left and right, it's going to be more of an extremist. And with us, and again, catering to his audience a little bit, it was, I should move back to the middle. Because Scott Jensen was a moderate state senator. He was not that moderate when he ran. But then Scott is still embracing a lot of the COVID, a lot of the suppression, a lot of, you know, common sense. We were not allowed to say that a lot of the MAGA movement still believes it. I think he's running. But the number of prominent Republicans who we don't know about, I'd love to see someone who is more of a center-right person. They would get serious consideration for my vote, because this state, in many ways, is too far to the left for my politics. In particular, the $18 billion nonsense that the trifecta pulled off the last couple of years. But if I had to guess right now, Dave, I guess it's more to the right.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops, but not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker, because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer, not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And by the way, if Walls doesn't run, and I'm with you, I think he's running, I think the Democrats would push those who are voting for the nomination. And that's different for the primary, obviously. But they'd push somebody more left to Tim Walz, don't you think?
Yes, I do, because that's what you have to do to be nominated by your party today. You can't be a ride-the-fence kind of guy, you know, slightly left or slightly right. You've got to be all in to get those that are going to show up for a primary to get excited by you.
So there are just a lot of names we're not talking about right now who are going to be in the mix. And I know people are saying Arnie, because Arnie's such a fixture on the show. And now, speaking of stealing, now the Carter Show is stealing Arnie Carlson from us. What's next?
No shock.
Do we have to fire hire Maddle to go after these guys?
It'd be a good idea.
I mean, guess bumper music theme of the day, dead to us. Some people are saying Arnie, come on. Arnie's how old? 88?
Maybe even north of that. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Arnie's great. He's sharp. He's a tremendous guest. He's not running again. Now, people are pointing out, a texter in particular, that Walls and Dayton did run the primary and go against their nominees. So that can happen, but it helps if you're a major name if you're going to try that route. There could be a major name who runs for the Democrats. I hope somebody, if Walls runs, I hope somebody runs against him, but I don't think it's going to happen. And if somebody ran against him, it's probably somebody to the left, and that's somebody I'm not going to vote for. What's going on with the Twins? Pitchers and catchers report tomorrow. Obviously, it's been a relatively quiet on the baseball side with Derek Falvey, but he's not just the baseball side. He's the president of this team. He's taken over for Dave St. Peter. So multiple topics for Derek Falvey when he joins us in moments on the Home of the Twins, CCO.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.